We'll move right on into the discussion on the match ballot issue, also known as 2D. Before we go into some of the details, before I go into a few of the details, though, there is an issue about the sunset of the ballot issue and some uncertainty. Well, I won't go into any more. Ken Jaray is going to come up and discuss this particular part of the subject.
Thanks, Ralph. Just very briefly, a number of us were quite surprised today to find out that the changes that the City Council had made in the ballot issue from first reading to second reading regarding initially it was drafted that it would sunset in 15 years, and you know, on second reading, Council agreed that we should extend that to 25 years, and that change did not get made administratively. So that means that the issue that's on the ballot is that this tax will sunset in 15 years. That's the bad news. The good news is I don't believe that it will have any impact on what's going to move forward if, one, the ballot is approved, and two, that the match group or the City Council comes back with a bond issue, which needs to be put forth anyway in terms of trying to generate enough money for expansion of the library, renovation of the library, et cetera. It was always planned that that issue would come back to the voters next year. And so what will happen is the amount of money that we get in for next year and for the 15 years doesn't change. So what will happen is next year, assuming that it moves forward with the bond issue, that the number of years that it sunsets will then be correlated to the need of the bond. And we don't know that this year, which is why the bond issue is not on the agenda or on the ballot. So as soon as that information is determined, the bond issue is nailed down, and along with that would be a second issue that would ask the voters, do you want to extend this from 15 years to however many it might take to address the bond issue? So that's basically the issue that we found out today. We apologize about that mistake. It's something obviously we would have preferred not to have happened. It did, but fortunately it should have little, if any, impact on moving forward. So